really.
Understand that the IRV and the fight against AIDS is always about innovation.
Right.
And to bring the right medicine, the right test to the people and the right services. But a big part of it is access to medicine and product.
Okay.
So it has taken a lot of time previously to reach the best regimen. This one is the best of the best because it's easy to take one pill a day with a combination, a triple combination. It's also less side effect. For now, 30% of the people with efavirenz suffer
30?
From
30?
Yeah, 30%. Because it's neuropsychic and things like that. It's not, you know, but it has also a resilience against genetic barrier, so it's, there is less risk of disseminating resistance, which is a threat. And even the people, if they forget one time, they will continue to be protected.
Yeah.
And barrier is much more powerful. So this drug, the best drug to fight HIV, is now available only 3 years after the registration in FDA, compared to the previous treatment based on efavirenz that has taken 12 years to reach Africa. So it's a question about...
To reach Africa.
Well, to reach Africa. Where
in an affordable way.
Yes, exactly. We have been doing that 10 years ago,
oh, yeah.
But it was available 10 years before.
Yeah, yeah.
You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So what the commitment when we start to work on this as United, but with the partner 3 years ago, the thing say it's unacceptable to have 10 years to wait in Africa.
Yeah.
In Africa, in the poor country, let's say. And so we have started even before.
But what made the difference this time?
Okay, so this time it's
so
because
different?
We push, we worked at the company to first give the license to in parallel to the medicine patent
Who's
pool.
We?
We as United.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we started.
So you really brought this about.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And it was a good move from Viva. At the beginning, they were not super interested, but in fact, they realized that it was a good move. So we have been working with Chai and financing Chai also to do the work at the country level. We issue a call to make sure that how to use it in with pregnant women. I mean, we have done a lot of homework, shoulder to shoulder with USAID to be
USAID. Partner.
Yes.
Okay.
So we have piloting a group, USAID and us, inviting Chai, WHO.
Chai.
Chai, the Clinton Foundation.
Oh, yeah.
Access, you know. The medicine patent pool with also the country like South Africa.
Yeah.
So it's over a work of 3 years.
Mm.
So, and we have started to introduce with the work we have been doing in partnership in Kenya and in Uganda and in Nigeria since 6 months because with the, this is a triple, but we start with the
triple
combination.
Oh yeah.
You know? And this will be available at some point next year, mid-year.
Yeah.
So, but we have already started.
They're just
to
making
use those
the technology. Announcement here because it's a good
yes. But
plan.
We have physically, we as United, introduced access to dolutegravir already in Africa.
Oh yeah.
But it's not the triple formulation.
Yeah.
It's the generic of just dolutegravir. So it will scale up.
Mm.
So it's an outcome of a lot of work, not only from United, with Chai and all the partners.
I don't know Chai. Where are they based? Is it just a coalition? Or?
No, it's a specific foundation derived from Clinton Foundation, but it's specifically focused on access to medicine.
Yes, of course I know them, yeah.
Yes,
so then just to make sure I understand, or how would you explain for other companies to consider such things, what's the advantage to the company in this deal?
Well, through the first, it's also to do a huge impact in public health. I mean, which is part of the mandate of the company. The first mandate of a pharmaceutical company is to serve the people. Of course, they are a private entity and they need to make money, that's fine. But also to push innovation, in situation where it's really something, the difference between death and life is part of their mandate. I think that we should praise Viv to have understood that and say it's not just good enough to serve the people in the north, but it's also our responsibility to work with us and the medicine patent pool and the generic company to make this affordable.
Final question. It's a, maybe it's too you know, part of the inside negotiation, but how do you arrive at a specific price? What goes into coming to the decision on?
Well, there are some kind of thing that
or is that considered sort of confidential?
There is part of confidentiality, of course, but I mean it's a question of market, basically. Currently, the formulation is $90 per treatment per year in Africa. I mean, in poor countries. So this is the goal, and the goal was to reduce the price. So of course, you can arrive at this price if you have the volumes. So
there is
a link.
Oh, right.
In the so it's millions of people,
but you
need to organize the market. Mm. So you need to go through the registration. So that's how also United is easing the pain at different type of the chain, and we are not doing this alone.
What do you mean? What?
Look, with the license, then we are funding the pre-qualification at WHO. We are working also, WHO is working with the country to increase the process, to accelerate the process of registration.
Okay.
So it's a whole thing. I don't want to go into details.
Okay, right.
But the company knows that if they put the production, because they have very low margin, they need to deliver very rapidly, you know.
Okay.
That's how we organize the demand creation, because there is no, even generic company will not make the investment if they know that they cannot sell it.
Fantastic. Okay, well,
anyway.
Anything else? Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.